1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Original part of you, and I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. You learn to work and play, and get along with each other. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. You learn to work and play, and get along with each other. You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm. Working together, it's a simple message that comes from the heart. Believe in yourself, and that's the place to start. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play, and get along with each other. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play.
Ben!
What?
Then would I make you pop a circuit there or what?
What?
Okay, so here's what was supposed to happen. Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, Ben, you were gonna say
Vince?
Yeah. So.
But you caught me off guard.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I mean, all this hand signaling I'm doing over here doesn't mean anything to you, huh?
Like, I was facing up.
Yeah, okay. That's what they say.
It was a good start, though, there.
Yeah, we're back in business doing another podcast, you know.
Another PCast.
Over here on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered. Diego wanted to be a guest star this time.
Is he on?
He's not online, but I guess I could call him during the break.
Okay. Well, you know, it's good that we discussed this on air.
It is good. Now that people know our thought process.
Yeah, this is like freaking Ben and Vince behind the scenes over here.
I thought we were saving that for the DVD.
Yeah, I thought so too. I know.
Yeah, right. No, but this just explains why he's only going to be there in the second half.
No, he's... Oh, god damn it. You know, why don't we just, you know, wait until the next time we record a podcast and then invite him on?
It's too late.
No, it's not. We haven't invited him yet.
Yeah, by the time anyone hears this, I mean, they're hearing it now, because, and they will hear him being on. It's too late, because he's already going to be on.
No. What? He's not on right now. He won't be on until, you know, he won't be on during this whole podcast, and then we'll just get him next time.
All right, fine.
I mean, you know, that makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me, too.
Damn right it makes sense to you. Where's that guy go anyway? Johns Hopkins?
Well, yeah, I mean, not right now, though.
What? Why, is he on spring break?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk some more about Diego. What are some other of his personal informations?
I don't think that's a word.
Whatever.
It was kind of a commute for me to the studio this time.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, we put it halfway between Cornell and MIT, but, you know, right now I had to come from Maryland.
So?
So it was a commute.
How is that a commute?
It's more of a commute than usual.
How?
Because usually I'm coming from Cornell.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We're still not that much farther.
It's kind of farther.
It's probably farther. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't think we were talking about anything.
No, this is the part where you start talking about something. Act like we were
well,
talking
you asked me
about
what,
it the
what
whole
are we
time.
Talking about? What?
You're supposed to act. Never mind.
Right.
So.
Go ahead.
So, it's kind of late in the year to be having your spring break, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It's most really colleges, late. Most colleges finished their year already. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what? All right.
But yeah, spring break, woo,
woo,
woo.
Spring break.
All right. What are your apps?
Not much.
That's exciting.
Look, maybe I just don't want to divulge it on air, right? There's such a thing as privacy.
No, there's not. Come on, let's hear it.
Well, maybe I just don't want people, you know, mobbing me wherever I'm going, okay?
Look, people aren't gonna mob you, okay? You are gonna mob people.
I don't like the sound of that. Does that involve breaking the law?
What? Look, doesn't matter.
To those of you listening to this via wiretap, we're not planning anything.
I don't know why you would need to wiretap it. It's, you know,
on the internet,
live,
yeah,
free on the internet.
Well, you know, they're doing it very secretly. We don't even know that they listen to it. They're so secret.
Right, but they don't need to, you know, tap the wires. I mean, they can just go to.
Well, wait. I thought we were shouting up those wires. That's how it works.
Right, but they don't have to tap them. They can just listen to the other side.
Oh.
Did you see that guy?
What?
Did you see that guy?
Which?
The guy who just walked into the studio.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But yeah, like, I was closing my eyes. You know, that's how I usually do the podcast.
Right, because you can't. Wait, I thought that was George who couldn't open his eyes and talk at the same time.
No. He couldn't. Wasn't he brought to the studio blindfolded or something?
Right. But he also couldn't open his eyes and talk at the same time.
I don't remember that, but okay.
He suffered from both conditions.
I feel like this was a requisite, you know, go over previous material section of the podcast.
It's more like we're just, you know, referencing.
It's an homage.
Only regular listeners will get these jokes.
Ah, yes.
So
it rewards our regular listeners.
Yeah. Everybody's got jokes, as they say.
As they say.
That's what she said.
Yes. That's plural, but I mean, it's not even singular, the person who said it. It's like half a person. You know what I mean?
No. Oh my god. Wait, what if she's listening right now?
Sorry.
She probably doesn't know it's her that we're talking about.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's right. All female listeners, we may or may not be talking about you. Think, is that what you said? When could you have said it? Why are you only half a person? It's a mystery.
Mystery. Yeah. Well, you know, half of zero is still zero, so I don't think any of our female, I mean, you know, that's how many people are going to be worried right now.
Oh, I thought you were trying to just say girls aren't people.
No. That's not what I was trying to say.
I don't know. You can't just, you know, say that. There's plenty of girls who may be listening.
Who may be listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can think of at least, you know, two off the top
okay.
of my head.
Well, half of two is one. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
10. 10 is a number.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. That's good.
So, I was talking to this guy today, and he was talking about the comics.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, something, something, something. And he was talking about this one comic that he called, Garfield.
Garfield?
Yeah, Garfield.
Is that like details?
Yeah, I guess so.
And wasn't there something else Jordan Turner said wrong?
Or yeah, weird? Research.
Research. I knew it started with an R.
You researched the details.
About Garfield.
About Garfield, the comic strip.
Yeah, okay, so I did read Mary Worth now.
Yeah.
Did you have something to say about it?
Oh, it's just so ridiculous.
Like, I know.
If you don't have money for food, why would you go buy a big empty shelf to hold all the food that you don't have?
Look, it probably came with the house.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, her drapes do seem a little too nice for someone who can't afford food.
Well, okay, did you see, like, the women's shelter?
That was stupid.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back, guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly and dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
And that dress is totally hideous. Disgusting.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
All right, tonight we're going to be playing a pairing of The Faint and Ladytron. First song to come up is Symptom Finger by The Faint.
So, to continue a discussion we were having over the break, why don't you just bring your laundry home and do it?
No, that's ridiculous. Who the hell does that?
I do that. Why is that ridiculous?
You can just, you know, take a bunch of dirty clothes home and wash them.
What's wrong with that?
Because they're dirty. Why would you take them?
To wash them at home, because it costs less.
No, that's stupid. How much does it cost to wash them at school?
$3 to wash them dry.
Wow. That is exactly twice as much as it costs for me.
I'm almost positive we've talked about this before.
Oh, okay. But, wow. Is it because there's no other laundromat in the you know, 20-mile radius?
Well, I mean, it's just like, I use the one in my dorm?
Yeah.
But they mean like so they can gouge prices?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
Still, that's a little...
Well, I mean, everything at Cornell is expensive.
Why? Because they have to drop it in by helicopter?
Yes, that's very funny.
Yeah, but, I feel like Jordan Turner right now.
Yeah,
cause,
I know.
Because, okay, my dorm is like at the end of dorm row, right?
Dorm row.
There's a row of dorms, okay? Uh-huh. It's called dorm row, uh-huh. And it points away from campus, right?
Okay.
And mine is at the end of it, so it's, like, okay. Far away, right?
Okay.
And his is at, like, the beginning of it, so it's close, right?
Yes.
So, like, at the beginning of the year, I was, like, you know, over at his dorm, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back now. And he's like, you want to call a cab? you know. he starts talking about, you know, he's like, oh, you better go now. The train is going to leave soon.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. He was talking about, you know, something or whatever.
He was talking about something.
Okay, so out of all the people who got into MIT this year,
yeah,
there's like 8 people. And, I don't know, just glancing over the list, it seems to me that all of them are Asian and or Louis Wasserman.
And or both.
Yeah.
He was like the only Intel finalist this year, right?
Ooh, who the hell cares?
Okay.
Did they have that already? I don't care.
Yeah, so I apparently, while I was at school, I got SilverQuest in the mail, my house did.
Yeah.
So it was sitting, it was waiting for me when I got back.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like, the SilverQuest.
What?
Keep talking. Oh. Okay, I'm back. Keep talking. It was in the mail, under the table. Go on.
Okay, you done interrupting me?
Yes!
That sounded like an interruption. That was a rhetorical question.
Oh my god, shut up.
Anyway, it was like the one from last year. Like, it just came, which is really dumb. But also, it was like the worst written thing ever.
No, it couldn't have been worse written than my 8th grade yearbook.
Well, okay, I don't know. I haven't seen that, so.
No offense to anybody who was on
who worked on that,
team,
yeah.
In the Comfort Middle School class of 2003.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Could it have been worse maybe than my middle school newspaper?
I hope she continues to do things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But no, what were we talking about? Laundry?
If Louis Wasserman?
Oh, yeah,
MIT,
all these friggin' damas.
Hey, where's Tim Penn going?
I don't know. Here, maybe? I don't know. He got in.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna check the list of these people.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna read out their names on the air.
Wow, they're getting a mention in the 19th official podcast.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. Okay, so keep talking while I, you know, bring this up.
All right. Okay. So, so I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing me talk about this already, but I really want to see I really want to see that movie that's coming out called The Grand.
What the hell is that?
It looks really funny. It's
okay. What is it?
It's
about.
It's about this poker tournament in Las Vegas, it was entirely improvised and everything.
Are you talking about the movie 21?
No, not that. That looks dumb. But it was like all the dialogue and everything was improvised, and they actually improvised who won. Like, they just played a game of poker to see who won.
Okay.
And it looks really funny, is the point.
Where's Helen's email?
Why don't you just go on silverchips.nbh?
No! Not doing that!
What? Seriously?
No! Here we go. Okay. I've got a list here.
Okay.
Okay. While we're at it, let's see if we can. Yeah. Alright. So. Louis Wasserman, Tim Peng, Julie Zhu,
okay,
Christina Zhao,
okay,
Chao Xu,
yeah,
Yang Yang.
Wait, he got in?
Yeah.
He's not that great. I guess it's because he was captain of the swim team or something. I don't know if he was captain, but he was something of the swim team.
Maybe it's because his first and last name are both Yang.
No, that wouldn't have done it. Anyway,
okay, you seem so sure.
I am so sure.
Alright, and the last one is Ben Lee.
Oh, yeah, he deserves it.
Okay, yeah, but there's another one that's who I don't know who it is. Nylon Schnur.
How do you spell that?
Nylan Schnure.
Schnorr.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of that person.
So, maybe it's not Magnet.
I mean, it's possible.
Sounds like a good job for Facebook. It sounds like a job for Facebook, okay? Hey, Facebook, okay? This is what sounds like a job. How did I say that was spelled? S-C-H what?
N-U-R-E?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. 50 mutual friends. But no good picture. Just some guy jumping in a field. So, yeah, who knows who this is?
Okay, well, there you go. I can't believe Yang Yang got in. Oh my god, he's such an asshole.
Oh. Yang Yang, if you're listening,
yeah, come over
we
here.
Challenge you to a write-off.
Oh man, speaking of challenges, I actually settled something without the use of a write-off recently.
What?
Yeah, it was a fight.
Are you driving away?
No. Yeah, it was a fight between me and Ben Katowski.
Uh-oh, what were you fighting about?
Because we were both Bens, and there need to be Ben Wars for some reason. Yeah, because I don't know how it came
up. Did
he
call you to tell you this?
What?
Did he call you to tell you this?
No. What happened was, I don't know how it came up, but for some reason I was just like, yeah, if Ben Katowski was here, I would fight him. Because someone was, and then George was like, okay, let me text him and make him come. Or I think he was already coming, but the point is, he came, and then we fought.
It's not hard to make, never mind, go on.
Yeah, and in conclusion, I won.
Oh, man. And well, you guys are no match for the anti-Ben coalition.
Who was in that again?
Me, Rohit, maybe some other people.
Whatever, we could take you guys on.
You guys do have Ben Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Both Ben Lees.
No, only one of them.
No, there's two.
No, you only got one.
No, but yeah, no.
You only have Ben Li. You don't have Ben Lee.
Why not?
What? If... So.
No, but I say that he's not. I mean that he is.
Okay, then I guess it's settled.
Damn.
The anti-Ben coalition wins again.
All right. No, you just win against Ben Lee, but...
No, too late. See ya. We'll be back next week, maybe with some guests or something.
We definitely won.